name is, your name gives life. Jesus, your name has power. Jesus, we ask that you come and be present in this time as we meditate on your word. We're not worthy, but thank you for allowing us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Speak through us. Speak in us. Speak with us. Speak in spite of us. That our hearts may touch and our hearts may lift up and glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Some of you may have followed the results of the Winter Olympics in Italy. I read the newspaper, read about Olga Belova of Russia. She's a female triathlon athlete. She's one of the world's favorable contestants to win the gold medal. Unfortunately, she came second and she was awarded with the silver medal. Right after celebrating silver medal, she was announced disqualified because she tested positive using illegal drugs that athletes are not supposed to take. So it was a disappointment for the Russian Winter Olympic team because she was highly expected to win the gold medal. Unfortunately, she didn't get the gold medal. She didn't get the silver medal, but she was disqualified to compete. Sermon this morning is entitled "The Lame Beggar Received the Priceless Medal." Priceless treasure. The theme of the chapter 3 of book of Acts is surround with the events where the crippled beggar received the priceless treasure that gave him new life and a new beginning. So in chapter 3, the book of Acts, there we find the lame beggar sat at the temple gate called Beautiful. He's about 40 years old. He was born crippled and was a beggar since all his life. When Peter and John went to the temple, hours of prayer, they saw the beggar by the gate begging money from people that come to worship. So when he saw Peter and John, he developed an eye to see people that have the spirit that moves in their hearts with compassion. He definitely recognized these two people will certainly show mercy on him. He called out to them, reached out his hand, expecting something from them. He would be happy with just anything. As a beggar, a jacket would make him happy. Maybe a bread. Some fruits. But this beggar, his hope was to collect as many donations so that he would buy him a meal or perhaps pay
the landlord for his rent. But most often, probably, he will pay those who bring him back and forth. The beggar works hard for his living. It's hard to imagine to see you. It's hard to imagine see me at the corner with a carbon board written, "Work for food." It's hard to imagine because it's a humiliating thought. You don't want to consider yourself with those unfortunate people. Believe it or not, whether you like it or not, is a possible reality. Oftentimes it crosses our mind, what if something happened to your spouse? What if something happened to you that provide for your family? I never forget the day that I said goodbye to my wife, my children, when I was called up to go to Iraq, based at Jordan. I thought to myself, what if I never come back? Who will care for my children and my wife? That's why we don't want to think about it. It's painful. And the first training we got there in Jordan, to get our gas mask, and takes about 9 seconds to put it on. If you're late, you consider yourself dead. We were trained if we hear the siren went off, you got to pull out that gas mask. Oftentimes, we have false siren, and every time it went off, my heart stopped pumping. What if? What if? But the Bible tells us this man was born crippled, became a beggar all his life. He chose the temple as a setting. Beg, asking people for money. The beggar knew that people that comes to worship would be spiritually inclined to show compassion to him. He was sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit. Because those will be most probably kind enough to care for those in need. But the scripture tells us, when the beggars saw Peter and John enter the gate, he came to them asking them for money. Chapter 3, verse 6. Peter said to the lame beggar, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth, stand up and walk." Do you know what Peter said to the beggar? "You ask for money. I don't have any cash, no loose change. I have nothing, even silver nor gold I don't have. But what I have, I would like to share it to you." If you look carefully, What did Peter mean? What did he say that he had? What was it? If you look at Acts chapter 2. What did Peter and John have possessed that they want to share to the crippled beggar? What was it? Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4. I read it for us. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like blowing a violent wind came from heaven, filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seems to be tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with what? Filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. What was it? When Peter said to the beggar, I have no silver, I have no gold, I have no cash, but what I have, I'd be willing to share it with you. Could it be what Peter is telling the beggar, the experience at the upper room at the day of the Pentecost? Could it be? If you remember that Jesus was with his disciples for 40 days and he sent into heaven and promised unto them, I'll come back. But he told them, don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the what? Until you receive the Holy Spirit. 10 days the disciples were at the upper room. What did they do up there? They were fasting. They were praying. They were searching their hearts. They were confessing each other. They asked forgiveness. It was a time for revival. It was a spiritual renewal for the disciples. Why? Until the rushing mighty winds of the Holy Spirit come upon you, and then you can go. Could it be that the healings of the crippled beggar was the result of the upper room experience at the day of the Pentecost? Could it be? Could it be when Peter said to the beggar, I have nothing, but what I have, I would like to share it with you. They filled with the Holy Spirit. And when Peter said to the beggar, I have no silver, no gold, but what I have, I'll give it to you. Stand up and walk. When we involve in an upper room experience, the Holy Spirit will use us to do amazing things in the name of Jesus. When we have a spiritual revival, I confess, I need a spiritual revival. If we have a spiritual revival in our lives, people will see the power of the Holy Spirit. They were fasting and praying. When Peter went to the temple to pray, he didn't consider himself filled with the Holy Spirit. He felt empty and longing. He wanted to be filled. That's why he kept going to the temple, times of prayer. And when he was there, there's a group of beggars. You know the experience after the upper room experience of the disciples when Peter preached, 3,000 people converted, came to Christ. When Peter preached, 5,000, 3,000, many were converted, adding to the numbers of the church. Why? Upper room experience. Let it be our prayer and our desire to continue to longing for an upper room experience. People will see amazing things. Things that we can do in the name of Jesus. What is the priceless treasure that a group of beggars receive out of the experience? What is it? Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we may be what? May be saved. The priceless treasure that a group of beggars receive after the moving, the rushing, mighty wings of the Holy Spirit experience the healing power in the name of Jesus. Whatever happened to us, we may have experienced a miracle in our life, but if you miss this, we miss it altogether. There is no other name that we may be saved only in the name of Jesus. How do we get it? How do we get the priceless treasure that performed a miracle in the life of the beggar? Allow the Holy Spirit, allow the power of the Holy Spirit to change the personal interest in our hearts. The Holy Spirit can move us into convictions. But if we have things in our hearts, allow the Holy Spirit to clean those personal interests so we can see face to face with Jesus. We have a lot of things in our hearts that need to be cleaned. For me, it's reading the news. Somehow, those news is addictive to listen to it. It needs to be cleaned, prioritized. Sports. Instead of studying and reading books that will build spiritual life. Other books. Things in our hearts need to be cleaned. Allow the Holy Spirit to do it for us. There are five lacks. Five barriers of spiritual growth. Lack of confidence. Why we feel guilty. We know what we're supposed to do, but we're not doing it. Second, lack of time. We seem very busy. So many things to do, and we have no time for our spiritual refreshing, devotional. Lack of time. Lack of privacy. Seems like we occupy all the time. Lack of planning. Lack of discipline. Have mercy. We need the Holy Spirit to clean some personal interest in our hearts and turn it around in a personal relationship with Jesus. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is what? The wellspring of life. God's If we don't guard our hearts, barriers of spiritual growth will get in the way. How do we get it? The priceless treasure that the crippled beggar received? When Peter and John went to the temple, they found the beggar doing business. He was looking for people to solicit donations. That's why he was interested in Peter and John. He showed interest to people that would benefit him. But when Peter challenged the beggar, earthly treasure should not be the priorities of our lives, but seek ye first the what? The kingdom of God and all other things shall be added unto us. For us to get the priceless treasure. Seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, translated basileia, or the dominion, the rulership of God. Seek first the rulership, the dominion of God in our lives. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. If all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will what? And He will make your path straight. Salvation's find in nowhere else. But we need to allow the Holy Spirit to clean some of the things in our hearts and turn it to be a personal relationship with the Lord. We need to seek Him first, and all other things shall be added unto us. Do you know the end of the story? When Peter helped the beggar up, he stood up and immediately his feet, his ankle gained strength, and he was able to walk and leap and praising the Lord. But it starts with an upper room experience. It starts with an upper room experience. Praise the Lord. When Jesus said to his disciples, "Don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Spirit," that is why. Because He wants us to experience that we can do extraordinary things in the name of Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit can clean us and lead us to allow Him to be the King, rules in our hearts, and we can sing and walk and talk, and the world will be amazed what God can do in you, with you, or in spite of us. May God bless us, allow the experience of the healing at the temple, the gates beautiful. Challenge us. We need an upper room experience. Father God, praise Your name, praise Your mercy, Your kindness. Even though we all beggars of the kingdom, but You can see in us, through us, and realize there is something valuable in us because of the blood of Jesus shed for us. Thank You for Your amazing love. Help us to make times for You. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.